Now more than ever, it's critical that customers find accurate information about your business. LocalWorks by Yahoo Small Business makes it easy to add, edit, and publish business information across 70-plus local directories from a single dashboard. Ensure your business is found with LocalWorks and save 10% today by using code LWPODCAST. Visit yahoosmallbusiness.com/local to find out more.
This is Kim Meyer, host of Choose to Rise. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast on Public House Media.
Hey, you're listening to Let's Hustle with Lee and Chelsea.
We are two girls making our way in sales and entrepreneurship.
We set out to make this podcast after entering our late 20s and realizing we were hitting a wall and felt like our lives and careers were stagnant. After expressing this feeling to countless other women, we realized we weren't alone.
So each week we're bringing you real conversations with real people that are authentic, realistic, and relatable in hopes that you can grow into the best version of yourself. So strap in and let's hustle.
Hello.
If you hear me disgustingly chewy, it's because I just ate a gummy worm.
And let me just tell you, this gummy worm is from Work the Metal.
Yeah, we're obsessed.
And I've never in my life had a gummy worm like this. Like,
never.
It's so important. We had to kick off the podcast by talking about it.
Yes. Yep.
It was great. Anyways.
My name's Chelsea.
My name's Lee.
And we're happy you're here.
Thank you. I mean, it's like when you go to the movies, it's like, enjoy the show, you too. And then you're like, I would like to die. We're happy that you're here. Welcome to the podcast called Let's Hustle.
If you've never been here before, well, this is where we talk about hustling.
Together.
Also, I sent Lee something this week. And I think we're going to make it a thing. And it's called, instead of a baby shower, a business shower.
Yes.
And it's just like, let's all get together, band together, bring your resources, celebrate your new biz, and like do the thing.
I love it. Well, and like...
Say it.
A lot of people have babies.
A lot. Like so many. It's like, okay, baby.
We get it. That's great. Not everyone starts a business, though.
True.
Just saying. And you need a lot more help when you start a business.
I think we shouldn't have... There shouldn't be baby showers. It should be, like, 18 shower. Like, because, honey, you did it.
Right.
You raised them successfully.
Oh, my God. Like, you... Congratulations. Yes.
You kept them off the pole and out of the jail.
On your kid's 18th birthday, they should not get a party. You should get a party. The parent. Like, congrats. You did it.
Yep.
It's like... Sorry, you were a kid. I did this. I helped you.
Created, you birthed, raised.
Now when the kid makes it to like 21, absolutely let's party because they did that.
They did make it that far.
Yeah.
But
I think we should just...
Rewrite history.
Rewrite history. F stereotypes and the norm.
Yeah, but like if I ever have a baby, send me lots of gifts.
Oh my God. I took a drink of water and I almost spit it out when you said that.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? When we talk about baby showers, I'm like way more down for a sip and see. Have you heard of these?
No.
I'm way more down for this.
What in the heck is a sip and see?
It might be different because you don't drink, but for
1,000%.
So it might be a little bit different. You might see this differently. A sip and see is... After you have the baby and you're, like, recovered, it's, like, maybe a couple weeks old, whatever, you let your friends come over and they get to see the baby and you get to drink for the first time because you've been watching a baby and breastfeeding.
Okay, all drink. I can think is, like, having all your friends there and then you hold the baby up like the Lion King and just, like, circle it around the room.
Is that like, what you thought?
Yeah.
Everyone just sits wide and sees your baby.
Yeah, you just...
Oh my gosh. But no, it's just like it's an excuse because you have not been able to drink for like 9 months, probably 10, because you're maybe breastfeeding. If you're not, obviously no big deal.
And also, I know nothing about like
right
breastfeeding and
for sure.
drinking
yeah.
and what that does to your breast milk.
It makes it alcoholic. You can't give your baby alcohol.
Who'd have think? Thunk it. Well, so, learn something new every day.
Yeah. Or, I mean, I guess so, right?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong person.
I just assumed that's what it was. Yeah, that's what...
Sure.
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
I'm sure we'll get
it
some...
It smells so good in here. What the heck? Is it that hair oil you put on my
I don't
arm?
Know.
Jeez. It smells amazing. Sorry, I just keep
I
getting,
love
like,
that it smells so good
hit
in
the
here.
Face with it. I think it's because I smell gross because I ran earlier and didn't
usually
shower.
I say something else, but because we're on air, I won't.
Thank you.
You know what I'm going to say?
Yes.
Say it.
I'm not going to say it on air. Chelsea's gross, but we love her anyways.
Usually when people say it, I'm just going to tell people. I don't want them to, like, be hanging at the end of their seat.
Right.
Okay, let's reenact this.
Oh my gosh, it smells so good in here.
Thanks, I farted.
I love you. There we go. There's Chelsea.
Please edit that out. I changed my mind.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Hey. How have you been?
So great.
Good.
Just living the dream.
That's amazing. I'm happy for you.
Yep, just drinking water, lots of it, trying to stay hydrated.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have been sleeping with the windows open, and it is so refreshing. Also, we're in the beginning stages of October.
We are.
Spooky season is upon us.
Oh, yeah, spooky season is here.
I want to share some spooky stories.
Right now?
No.
Oh.
I was like, yeah. Yes, please.
Do it.
I have one, but it would technically be copyright because someone else's story. So.
Oh, okay. Then, I think as long as you credit them.
Yeah.
You don't have to say it, though.
It's like, it's another podcast. It's the people that do Crime Junkie, but it's Full Body Chills, and it's just nonfiction stories.
Ooh. What's it called?
Full Body Chills.
I wanna check that out.
So good.
I listen.
Okay, you want me to do a synopsis of it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna do it.
Okay, cool.
And then you can tell me. Sorry. Okay. I'm being so rude.
No, you're fine.
It's the gummy bears. I haven't had real sugar in 4 weeks.
There were worms, but it's fine.
Oh,
don't disrespect. Sorry. Fucking identify them correctly, Chelsea. Jeez, come on.
I
just said the F word. I'm sorry.
I didn't even hear you.
Okay, good. It was so slight. Just it's so part of my language. Anyways, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm trying to think of a good one. Okay. Hold on. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay.
So there's these two girls.
And these are all like true stories. No.
No, I said nonfiction. I meant fiction.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I'm an idiot.
It's not as fun, but
I know, but it's still so good. Okay, so I should have just lied to you. There's these two girls, and they're in college, and they move into this apartment complex. And this old lady is like, oh, freaking great. These young girls in college are going to be here partying, dancing, heels clicking on the floor. I'm like, okay, we're not in the 20s anymore. And, like, they're going to have boys over, and it's going to be basically a brothel. And... anyways, these girls are not like that. They're super chill. They don't stay up late. They're poor. So they don't go out. Like, whatever. And so, one day, they started becoming, like, really close with this old lady. And she was like, I really want you to date my son. And she was like, not really interested, but because I love you, I'll go on a date with him. And they orchestrated the whole thing, blah, 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 blah. So, they go on this date just as, like a okay, mom, here you go. And then they're just, like, friends, not a big deal. Well, she finds out that, like, the mom, the older lady who's the guy's mom, is, like, not a fan of his real girlfriend. And she's like, I don't really know why. I don't want to ask, but it's just not a thing for us. So she's like, anyway, so the one day I get this text message that this old lady had got taken away in handcuffs. I mean, she's in her 70s. And they're like, what could she have done to be taken away in handcuffs? So, sorry, I'm, like, kicking my legs over here. Anyways, she had been, like, begging for them, like, crazy. Like, this is something they bonded over. They talked about relationships, everything, and she would bring them, like, all of these, like, really decadent French pies and food, and they were just like, oh my gosh, we love you. Like, you're the best. And so, when she was, like, taken away, they're like, oh, I'm so sad. And then she gets a call from her her roommate. They're like, hey, you were her urgent contact or whatever. She's in the emergency room. And she's like, wait, what? First old lady best friend goes away to jail for who knows why, and now my roommate is in like the urgent care or whatever, the mm-hmm. emergency room. So she calls the son to see what's going on with her mom, and as she's driving to the hospital, and he doesn't answer. And so she gets to the hospital and she's like, what is happening? Like, what is going on? And like the friend is freaking out. Turns out the old lady killed her son and the girlfriend and were feeding them to the two girls in the pies. Ah! I was literally in Nulu and I heard that and I was like, ah!
Like I want to listen to that. I like scary stories like that.
Yeah, it was really good.
If you're into nonfiction,
yeah.
Actual nonfiction. Radio Rental.
Love Radio Rental. Oh my gosh.
My favorite podcast,
I think. It reminds me of Radio Rental a little.
Yeah. Radio Rental is amazing. If you've never listened to it, it's all real stories, like real accounts by people who, like, things, like, creepy, weird things have happened to them, and they just retell it, and it's really well produced, and it's terrifying.
The guy who plays Dwight Schrute is the voice.
Yeah. Rainn Wilson. And it's a podcast by Payne Lindsay. He's the same guy that did like Up and Vanished and stuff. It's amazing.
I should listen to that.
I can't see Up and Vanished.
Oh, okay.
But he does great stuff. Okay. His voice just drives me nuts. And he maybe talks for like 30 seconds an episode though.
Perfect.
So it's fine.
But Radio Rental is bomb.
Exactly. It's great.
So speaking of scary things.
Yes.
Did you do anything scary today?
No.
Liar.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
So, this week on the pod, we wanted to talk about, because it's October, it's spooky season, we wanted to talk about doing scary things.
Yeah.
And taking leaps and doing things that scare you. Part of that is shooting your shot sometimes. Just shoot your shot. And oh my god, I hate this story, but I'm gonna tell anyways. You know what? No shame. My husband doesn't listen to this podcast. He's never gonna hear this.
You're gonna come home and he's like, I listened to your podcast.
The one episode I listened to was this one. His sister listens, but Allison, she'll respect this story.
Oh, she'll have mad respect.
I was just like laying on Chelsea's bed and we were talking about a certain.
Okay, but let's preface this. Okay. I love messaging celebrities. Just to see if anyone will message me back. Like, I have no, like, expectations.
Zero.
I just like to message them.
Chelsea has no fear.
And
no
then
fear.
When they literally message me back, I'm like, they want to be my friend. Should I invite them on the podcast?
Who responded to you? Vicky from Real Housewives?
No, Vicky didn't. Bronwyn did.
Bronwyn.
And Emily.
Okay. Amazing.
Yeah.
What did you say to them?
I can't even remember.
Just, but, like, nice. Like, hey, yeah. I think you're great.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I replied to their reply, and they didn't reply to my second reply. So I was like, okay, so you're a hoe.
Yeah. Cool.
So I guess we're not going to be friends after all.
No,
just kidding. But, yeah, I'm not afraid.
Yeah. You know, I did message Whitney Ingen once, who's a U.S. Women's National player. And she messaged me back, like, this big, long thing. Like,
oh,
she
yeah,
was
I remember
so
that.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay, tell the story now that I've prefaced.
So, Chelsea and I were just sitting here in bed, and I was like, do you follow Chris Evans on Instagram? And she was like, no, Lee, I don't. And I was like, okay, well, he posted this just really athletic, impressive video of him flipping backwards into a pool, might or might not have had a shirt on, and it was just...
He did not.
And you know what? I just was like, you know what? I respect your athleticism. I think you're a nice person.
Great dog.
Whatever. Great dog. And I was like, I should just slide into his DMs. And Chelsea was like, yeah, just do it.
I was like, don't be a little baby. And just be like, what's up?
And so I sent him a DM and I just said, hey,
if I ever see you on the street.
I said if I ever meet you one day, let the record show I asked you out first. Okay, bye. Have a great day. this is assuming it's in my alternate reality where I am very single and very sad.
But she's neither of those things.
But I'm neither of those things. I am happily married. But it's like, you know, I want to let him know, like, if things don't work out, like,
hey,
you
Chris.
Know, I don't think I'd want any other man. Ever.
Yeah.
If something happens to Shane, it's Shane or...
Mr. Evans.
Or Chris Evans. That's it. Period. There's no other man for me.
None.
So...
And I don't swing that way, so I'm out.
Right. Exactly.
I would be the third choice. But...
I'm just trying to cover all my bases. Backup Absolutely. Plan. Plan B.
Yep.
Chris Evans. So, I almost had a heart attack, and I don't know why, because he's never going to see it. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Why was that so scary? He's never going to open that message. But I...
But you're saying I got a chance.
But I did it. And so today, we wanted to talk about shooting your shot.
Yeah, because it's also really scary to do things in real life, like start a business, which...
Oh, my gosh.
This hoe has done.
Exactly. Or...
Also...
Literally, every single day, Chelsea does scary things, and they're called cold calls.
Yeah.
And they're actually, awful.
Like, terrifying, but yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I left a message on somebody's voicemail today. I was like, Mr. Blank, are you ghosting me?
Here's the thing. I want to know how your brain works, because I feel like you have zero fear.
None.
Like,
what are they going to say, no?
That's a good point.
And then I'm like, okay.
I'll take it so personal.
And then I'll be like, well, either you need to retire, get a new job, or I'm not going to say the other one.
Right.
And then we'll be fine. But any three of those things could happen any day. So.
Yeah. What's your mentality whenever you do something scary?
I catch like, a severe case of the effets.
Okay.
Like, F it. I'm doing it.
Oof. I love that mentality.
Yeah, like, just F it.
Yes.
I call it the case of the F it's. Like, okay. I don't give a you know what.
Right.
And I just make it happen. It's like, what's the worst that could happen? They say yes, and I sell a big account, and then I'm freaking rich, and I buy my Tesla Model 3 in the freaking tank gray matte color with the white interior.
Ooh.
Oh,
girl,
honey.
I love this.
No, I do, too. It's a $60,000 car. I can't do that.
Yeah, I know.
But I want to.
I feel that. I want the Model Y, so I understand.
Freaking goals.
Okay. So, a severe case of the effets, which I love.
I catch yourself a case of the effets.
Okay.
And then, worst case scenario, they say no. Did anyone get hurt? No. Did anyone die? No. Did you get new information? Potentially.
Absolutely.
Just go in there, and when you have a case of the effets, you kind of feel like a bad mamba jamba, and you just don't even care. And so you come off confident, and people are like, oh, she's confident. And they're like, give the woman what she wants.
Right. Like, she doesn't need me.
She doesn't need me, but I want to be needed.
This is really psychological, and I love it.
And so then it's just like, yeah, I need to talk to Ted. And they're like, one moment, ma'am. Or if you have, like, a goodie with you, this is, like, what people don't get. Okay.
Here we go.
If you have a goodie with you, it lowers their wall. Because they're like, oh, my gosh. They, like, it goes salesperson and then cookies. And then they don't even think about the salesperson. They just think about the cookies. And then it's just like, I have a delivery for so-and-so. And they're like, cookies? And they're like, absolutely. And then so-and-so comes out and be like, hey, Mr. or Mrs. or Miss, whatever. I have these for you. I know you're in the middle of your day, so I don't want to interrupt, but could we meet next week? Done.
Boom. The end. Easy.
Works every time.
And, it's scary, but, like, when you have something, like, even if, like, a goodie is, like, a crutch you can use... to get over the scariness, because it's like a starting off point, like a little like
yes
a little like a little pillow
yes
to kind of land on.
Oh girl,
yeah,
you're speaking my language.
I love this.
There's nothing I love more than falling in a soft pillow.
Ugh, it's the best.
A cold, soft pillow.
I love a cold, soft pillow. Oh my gosh. Literally, the thought of that just made me...
excited.
Very excited to go to sleep tonight.
I drank an extra half can of caffeine, so I'm pretty sure I'm not going to sleep anytime soon.
Yeah. I love it.
It's fine. I have a lot to do.
Mm-hmm. I think that especially when... I mean, for me, starting a business, I'm so bad at getting a case of the efforts about the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get a case of the efforts about, like, things that I shouldn't get the efforts about.
Because you're a 10-step Lee.
Things I should give Fs about, I don't give Fs about. And so, I think maybe sometimes using a crutch or using some sort of, like, little landing pad whenever you are doing something scary can be good, but sometimes you don't need a little net. Sometimes you just need to jump and just know that you're going to get caught.
Everything is going to work out how it's supposed to. Yes. And if you're in a situation, you can always get yourself out.
Absolutely.
Nothing is unfixable.
Nothing is unfixable.
Because if it is, just buy a better one.
Girl, absolutely nothing is unfixable. And that's like, I think the number one thing, I mean, there's so many articles and so many studies about people who have started a business, for example. And they always say, like, what, you know, people will ask them, what was the hardest thing for you to do whenever you started? And almost every time they just say, just doing it. Just, like, starting it. Because you get, you know, you overanalyze, you get scared, and you don't know what to do. When really you just need to be like, F it, let me just go get this LLC and let me open a bank account. Boom, let's go.
Yep.
The end.
I always play the worst case scenario. Always. Yeah, in my head, I'm like, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? I'll lose everything, go bankrupt, be houseless, and have to move in with my parents. Love my parents. Let's do this.
Well, but you, it's under your business, though. It's not you. So, you're fine.
So, you be aight, is what she's trying to say.
Your business will file for bankruptcy. You won't have to.
Done.
So, it's not bad. I mean, it's bad, but that's the worst that can happen.
Yeah.
But if that's the worst that can happen, that's really like, not who that cares? Scary. It's not. It's like, who hasn't bankrupted a business? A lot of people in power have bankrupted businesses before.
A lot.
Yeah.
More often than not.
100%.
Businesses typically fail.
Yes. I mean, look at Donald Trump, and now he's president, so.
That's a really good example.
I'm just saying.
If at first you don't succeed, try again.
Aim higher. In America, you'll get there.
But for real. Could happen to you.
Yes. You know, another thing that I like to think about is all the things that I've achieved. Like, just look back whenever you're trying to make a really scary decision. When I look back on what are the coolest things that have happened to me in life,
mm-hmm.
was it because it just fell in my lap, or is it because I did something scary to get there?
Yeah, or, like, what tells the best story?
Say what?
Like, the best stories oh, I have. I was yes. doing something that I probably almost died.
Yeah.
Just so stupid.
And then this happened and it was great.
Yeah.
Like, I would have never met as many cool people as I have met if I wasn't just a fearless, crazy person in my 20s. Like, you just, like, have to do the scary stuff.
Yep.
You have to shoot your shot.
Have to.
When you see it.
Ask just for like the business. Lizzo. Start the business.
That's right.
Oh, with some Lizzo comments.
Yeah.
Okay, girl. I'm feeling that for sure.
What's the scariest thing you've ever done at your job that's had the biggest payoff?
Cold call.
Which, for who? Can we get specific?
There was this one lady that was like hella mean to me on the phone. So mean.
Okay.
Like,
mean.
And I was like, I'm gonna go cold call it, because I'd call it on the phone and she would be like nasty.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went and I met her, and she was way nicer in person. We became friends, and I sold the business and got a fat $30,000 commission check.
Heck yeah. Is this?
Yep.
No? Is this the lady with the dog or the grandkids that you took cookies to?
No, different lady.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Oh, I know who this is. Okay. Yeah. Yes. I remember you telling me how horrible she was.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
But now she's, like, so sweet. But that's the other thing that now that I'm a little more seasoned, people just suck on the phone. Yes, they like grow a pair of cojones and think that they're just like hot shiz. And it's like, girl, I call to sell toilet paper. You answer phones. We're like one in the same. Like, get over yourself.
Like, look, girl.
Like,
oh my God.
Why do we have to have this like ego exactly. game here?
Oh my God.
So, you know.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I'm trying to think of the scariest thing that I've done that's had the biggest payoff.
I think it's scary to ask for the business.
Yes. Of course it is.
Because it's like, okay, this is it. It's over. Yeah. I'm getting a yes or no.
Yeah.
Did my labor become fruitful, or was it just a big fat waste of time? Are the crops ready to harvest?
And it probably wasn't a waste of time.
No.
Because even if they say no, you learned something today.
Yeah. How to sucks. Refrain from slashing someone's tires. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm totally just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, I mean, that does suck when they say no. Mm-hmm. It does suck. It really does.
Yeah.
But there's always something to learn from that. And a lot of times if you handle it really well and ask, like, what can I do to improve? They're like, oh, she handled that really great, and you didn't burn a bridge, which is the most important part.
Mm-hmm.
Because contracts always come up for renewal. People always give other chances. It will be fine. Yeah. Just no. The worst anybody can say is no. Or they don't like you. And if that's the case, well, did you really want to be their friend?
Probably not.
Were you going to invite them to your wedding?
Probably not.
Were you going to invite them to your baby shower?
Probably not.
Sip and see?
No.
Okay.
Exactly.
Point made. So there's that.
Yeah.
Yep. So from this episode, sleep with the windows open, listen to scary podcasts, and just shoot your shot, whether it's DMing your celebrity crush or asking for the business. We support you.
I will update you all next week if anything progresses. Nothing will have progressed. But
if she does, she's going to screenshot it and text it to me. I'm going to post it on her Instagram, and you're welcome.
Nah, girl, I'm quitting everything, moving to Boston if it happens.
Can I just be
bye,
like
new life?
can I just be like a package deal? Like, I'll just be there. Like
this is my maid. She lives with us.
Yeah, she brushes my hair and does my laundry.
So you don't have to. Easy peasy.
But like, would it be so nice for him to brush your hair though?
If I ever live in a lifetime where Chris Evans brushes my hair, you can just kill me the next day. I'll be good. I will not need to live anymore. That's it. I hate what this podcast has turned out to be. I hate the subject. I want to delete it all and start over. But we won't, because this is us and this is authentic.
I'm like crying. Oh, that is so funny.
Oh my gosh. Baxter's going to listen to this and be like, what is wrong with you all? What is your podcast
what
turned
into? What was it, those gummy bears?
Clearly. Anyway, shout out to Baxter, head of our production company, Public House Media. He's amazing.
Totes.
Can
you think of anything else scary that you've done?
A million things.
Yeah. That have paid off. Can you tell the people about your business and the good news?
Oh, yes. Please. Okay, actually, no, this is really good.
I'm so proud of Lee.
This is a really, really good example of scary stuff. So, obviously, this year has been ridiculous. And financially, my financial goals this year obviously were not met, given I'd been out of work since March and unemployment is only a certain amount. It's kind of hard to go in and hustle for more unemployment. And so I've been trying to be really smart with my money, saving where I can. And so in July, I made the decision to pay a nice little penny to start a new box and to put a lot more money into advertising on social media. And I paid someone to do this. And it was not cheap. I wanted to throw up when I paid the amount, but regardless.
She did it.
I did it. My box, the salon box that is now available on monthlymoon.com, started selling in August after like all the social media push, and I got so much freaking business from it, even after I had paid all that money to put into it. It was the first month since I started, since January. Because you have to think, I have to pay every month for my domain, my website, my accountant. I still have to pay on a loan that I took out, a business loan. So these are not like tiny baby payments. This is like a decent amount of money. And August was the first month I have been in the green for monthly main.
Yes.
So I finally made a profit.
This girl's on
fire.
And I'm
so excited. And you want to know how much it was? $30.12. And you know how much I care? Zero. Because it is a positive number. And that is a huge, that's a huge deal. I wasn't planning on making a profit till next year.
I love this so much.
But I took a chance and I did something that made me want to throw up. Just spend a lot of money on advertising and boom. And it worked out. And so I'm very happy. So that's my little, so I shot my shot in other areas of my life this year and it worked out.
Yes, queen.
Thank you.
I love this.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So.
So when you're feeling down or feeling doubting yourself, just know you got this, girl.
Absolutely. Get, freaking catch a case of the efforts and go for whatever you are putting off.
Yes.
What will happen? What's the worst thing that'll happen? You die? Guess what? You won't care. You'll be dead.
And what if reincarnation is real, though?
Yeah, and you won't remember. Cause
and you'll
wipes.
Come back as something else.
Yeah, and like you'll be chill.
I don't believe in reincarnation, but
if it did
it's
happen,
kind of a cool thought.
Yeah.
You know.
And again, like, if you're reincarnated, like, you're not going to know what mistake you made in your past life.
Yeah, unless you do, then that's also very cool.
Yeah, that's really, if you can remember a past life, let us know. That sounds sick.
Yeah. Sometimes like, I, like, can make up a really good story, and I'm like, do I remember, or is that just my imagination?
Right? I think it's your imagination. You have a really good brain. I mean, sorry, you totally can recall things from your past life.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So to wrap it up, things we've learned today, sleep with your windows open.
Ugh. Yes.
Spend money to make money. Catch a case of the efforts.
Yes.
Do
something that scares you.
Do something that scares you. Yes, absolutely. Do it.
Yes.
Do it right now. Turn this podcast off. Go terrify yourself.
But
it's spooky season.
Leave us a review. Like, scare yourself so much, like, I'm so afraid to leave this 5-star review, but I'm going to do it.
Yes.
And then do it.
And then do it, and you'll feel great.
Yeah. You'll feel so powerful. The power
that you will have
gets expelled out of the tips of your fingers when you hit that 5 stars is like nothing you've ever felt before. And then, if you could just go down a little bit, you type in, love this podcast, you'll feel amazing.
You'll feel amazing.
You're like, how? What took me so long to do this?
Seriously, fear, that's what kept you from it.
Fear no more. Yep. Shoot your shot. Let's go.
All right. Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.